The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Anybody can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
As partners in business, Dexter Dutton and Kimberly Wilmot manage their affairs with some slight degree of competence. But as partners in the art of matchmaking, they just don't shine at all. Now, the little story I want to tell you tonight begins early one morning with Dexter trying desperately to get into his bathroom. And believe me, Dexter's bathroom is something that he often tries desperately to get into.
J.D., how much longer do you expect to be in there? I'll give you 30 seconds and no more. Oh, why do people phone at this time? Hello. Yes, Dutton speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Clooney. Well, oh, no, not today. No, please don't come to the office today. I just wouldn't have time to discuss insurance. Some other time, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. Goodbye, Mr. Clooney. Oh, that character never gives up. Janie, will you kindly vacate the bathroom?
It's not Janie, it's me, Ashley. We'll keep you long, Dad.
Oh, I'm going to miss my bus and be late for work. Oh, no. Why can't people phone at a decent hour? Hello. Who? Alec? There's no Alec here. I beg your pardon. And so do you sound like one. Not bad enough I have to answer the phone, but I've got to be insulted. Alec, will you hurry out of the... Ashley, would you hurry out? I don't believe it.
I'll only be a minute.
A minute, she says. A minute to a woman is a man's whole existence. A chunk out of a man's lifetime. It isn't fair, Jessie. I've been trying to get in there for half an hour.
Don't exaggerate, dear. You've been chatting on the telephone.
Chatting on the telephone? I like that. Oh.
Dexter, is that the phone ringing again?
Either that or I've been here so long I've got bells in my head. You're paying for the call, Buster, so talk. Oh, it's you, Mike. I'm sorry. Well, no, I didn't have a chance yesterday, but I'll try to talk about it with KG today. Well, it's no good discussing it till I can get him in a good mood. I know that could take years. Well, we'll hope for the best. I've got to go now, Mike. I'll call you back on it. Yeah, goodbye. Oh, look at the time. I've got to get into that bathroom. Jesse, as the breadwinner of this house, I demand my rights to the bathroom.
That's me, Dexter. My bathroom shower's not working.
It's not true. It's just not true. It's not enough to have humans in my bathroom. Now I've got to have a porpoise. If you don't stop yelling for me like that, I'm going to resign from this firm.
You are? I must practice up and see if I can't yell a bit louder.
Funny.
I suppose you have a good excuse for being 20 minutes late this morning?
It was just that I couldn't get into my... You ask me, do I have an excuse? I have a beauty. People of all sizes and shapes were in my bathroom. From young, skinny ones to old, fat ones.
Dexter, you shouldn't speak about your family that way. And speaking about families brings me to why I asked you in here. I'm having family trouble.
You mean Clara's coming home sooner than you expected?
No, that's the point. Clara's decided to stay with her sick aunt for several weeks to look after the old girl.
Well, why aren't you doing double handsprings? You told me you were enjoying bachelor life like you'd never enjoyed anything.
Which is true. But now it's going to be erupted. Clara's sending her sister to housekeep for me.
Her sister? But that's silly. You're already having your evening meals with us, and Jessie wants you to sleep in our spare room, but you won't.
Of course I won't. I'm frightened you'll murder me in my sleep for the insurance money.
Oh, there's not.
But seriously, I'm in a spin about Tilly coming to keep house for me.
Tilly?
Tilly. And she goes with her name. She's a spinster, and she's got as many feathers in her head as a double mattress. She is also short-sighted.
Short-sighted?
That's right. She's the sort who winds up the cat and puts out the clock. Dexter, she's a nom-nom. Oh. Tilly is the most scatterbrained person I've ever come across. I'll retract that. She's the second most scatterbrained person I've come across.
If you don't want her to come, why not go and see Claire and, well, tell her straight out?
My dear boy, telling Claire something straight out is looking for a straight left. Now, I'm afraid I'm going to be stuck with Tilly for weeks on end, whether I like it or not. And I like it like I'd like a hole in the skull.
Hey, wait a minute, Ep. An idea just popped into my head.
Then make it pop out again. He won't be able to survive in a vacuum.
Look, why doesn't Clara get Tilly to look after the sick aunt and then she can come home?
Because with Tilly around, the sick aunt wouldn't be sick, she'd be dead. Tilly is so short-sighted, she wouldn't know the difference between a bottle of medicine and the rubbish tin.
Tell me, when are you expecting Tilly?
I'm to meet her at Rexford Mount Station at 7:15 this evening. That's when a train gets in and you're coming with me.
7:50? Oh, no, I can't tonight. 7 o'clock tonight's my favorite radio program.
Too bad. For once in your life, you'll just have to miss Jerry's Adventures in Outer Space.
While Dexter and KG go off to meet Tilly, let's have a quiet chat about a quotation I read recently. A famous English statesman had this to say about saving. Saving is not meanness, it is management. And that strikes me as being particularly true. Saving in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account means managing to get more value for the money you spend. It means managing to do with less little things now so that you can buy more big things later. The people who save regularly in the Commonwealth Savings Bank are happy and contented. They are happy because their money in the bank gives them peace of mind. They're contented because their money is readily available to buy what they want. So why don't you join the millions of happy, contented people who week by week bank Commonwealth?
Jesse, I'm starved. Surely I can eat something before I go.
Nothing. It'll only spoil your dinner. When you and Kimberly bring Tilly Morgan back from the station, we'll all dine together.
Oh, gee, Mum, that'll be about 8 o'clock.
Jesse, we've got a few minutes to spare now. Surely we can have tea and a biscuit.
No. You don't want it, do you, Kimberly?
Certainly not. Come on, let's move. Are you coming too, Ashley?
Yeah, I think I will. So long, Mum.
Goodbye, boys. See you when you get back home with Tilly.
I only hope this train's on time or I'll pass away with malnutrition.
Yeah, me too.
KG, why didn't you say you'd like tea and a biscuit? I suppose you've already had 4 cups of tea and a dozen biscuits.
Nothing of the kind, and I'm not hungry. Well, slide over and give me room. I haven't had one tiny nibble of one biscuit.
Gee, it's funny you're not hungry.
Yes, why aren't you hungry?
I don't know. I just don't know. Unless it's because I ate 3 quarter-pound blocks of chocolate.
Yeah.
She's pulling in right on time, 7:15.
Will Miss Morgan be in a first or second class carriage?
Ashley, I haven't a clue. If she bought a first class ticket, you can bet your life she'll be in a second class compartment and vice versa.
Rexford Mount.
We're lucky the train stops here at Rexford Mount. It's much closer to home than Central.
Hey, there's a woman getting
out of that carriage, is it her?
Don't be silly. That woman's walking as if she knows where she's going. Wait a minute. There's Tilly over there. The one who thinks she's talking to a porter, but she's having a conversation with a post.
Come on, then. Let's meet her and take her bag.
Tilly! Here I am, Tilly.
Kimberly, you sweet man. Oh, why, you did come to meet me. Here, let me give you a great big kiss.
Hey, oh.
Tilly! It's me over here. Yeah. That is Dexter Dutton and his son, Ashley.
How do you do?
How do you do? How silly of me. I thought the two of you were him.
Did you have a pleasant train trip?
Oh, yes, yes, very nice. Except for one thing. I got out at 11 different stations thinking I was here.
But why? Didn't Clara tell you the station was Rexford Mount?
Yes, but I thought each stop was Rexmouth Mount. Rexmouth. I discovered that my compartment pulled up every time near the sign refreshments. And I...
Please, Tilly, dear, do start your dinner.
Oh, thank you, Jessie. It looks so scrumptious. I simply love corned beef and carrots.
I'm afraid it's curry and rice.
My absolute special favourites.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, please go ahead and enjoy it. I notice my polite husband has already left the starting barrier.
Jessie, your polite husband's halfway up the straight.
Well, I'm almost past the post, but I can't help it. I'm starved.
You can still eat like a little gentleman. Mind your manners.
Jessie, dear, I think your husband's a perfect little gentleman. He carried my biggest suitcase from the station to the car, didn't you, son?
Well, he carried it. That's Ashley across the table. He carried his suitcase.
Yes, of course. What a fine big boy. How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 42. Oh, Ashley's the one next to me.
Here I am, Miss Morgan.
Where? Oh, there. Oh, there. Well, I see you. Yoo-hoo. What am I laughing for? Nobody said anything.
The only Dutton you haven't met so far, Tilly, is my daughter Janie. Oh, I do so want you to meet her.
Oh, I'd love to. Hello, Janie, sweet. How are you, darling? How are you, darling?
She's not home at the moment.
Oh, then I'd better wait and meet her later, hadn't I?
Tilly, will you mind passing me the salt?
Oh, certainly not.
The salt, dear, not the cigarette lighter.
Here, Kimberly. You know, Tilly, I'm really looking forward to having you as my next-door neighbour while Clara's away. I know we're going to get along just fine.
I wish I knew I was.
I'm sure we are, Jessie. Would you mind if I pop in now and then to bend your ear?
Oh, I'll expect you to. I want you to feel as much at home at my place as next door.
Oh. Tilly, whenever you want to come in here, remember you turn left at my front gate.
Left? Your house was that way.
It is, but you're sitting the wrong way round.
Tilly's going to know where everything is in Asheville once I've shown her about, and we're all going to be one big happy family.
Oh, indebtedly. Jessie, you've all been so kind to me. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I've never told anyone this before. It's rather awful. I'm a little nearsighted. Wakey, wakey, Kimberly. Time to get up for work. Wake up and shine. Breakfast's on the table.
Tilly. Tilly, what's the matter?
The matter, my sweet brother-in-law, is it's time for breakfast and then to work. Scramble the eggs and bacon in the pan and coffee's brewing.
You're joking, of course.
I brought the clock.
What's the time?
Look, here's the clock. See for yourself. 7:15, the time you said you got up.
7:15. Tilly, that's not 7:15. It's 3:25.
3:25? Kimberly. I set the alarm in my room and it went off right on time.
Yes, because you set it for 3:25. Now go back to bed and let's both get some sleep.
Oh, but we can't do that. My sizzling breakfast's all ready to serve.
It must have come from outer space. Tilly, last time I ate at this time was at the New Year's Eve midnight party. Now go to bed.
Now, Kimberly, you just put on your dressing gown and slippers at once. I won't have Clara think I'm a willful waster of good hot food. You can have your breakfast now and then sleep in for an extra hour before going to work. Now, upsy-daisy.
Oh, no. This can't be happening to me. All right, go and serve up your breakfast. But when I've had it, I'm getting back to bed for the whole morning.
Oh, my little liver isn't well today, so I'm giving it some eggs and bacon. My little liver isn't... Oh, my, my, these eggs look delicious, yes. And the bacon done to a turn. Hurry, Kimberly, hurry, hurry, hurry. My little liver isn't well today, so I'm giving it some eggs and bacon. Kimberly, dear, come and get it.
I'm coming. Tilly, I can assure you nothing like this is going to happen again.
Oh, well, of course not. I'll set my clock carefully in future.
No, you won't. I'll set it.
Well, now that you're up and about, don't you feel glad? You'll adore these eggs the way I cook them.
That's bad enough. I get up with the fowls. I've got to eat their children. What is that supposed to be?
That? You in there? Why, that's bacon. I found 6 strips on a plate in the refrigerator.
Tilly, I happen to have a very sweet tooth. Those aren't bacon strips. You cook, they're licorice straps. Ashley, is your father home this morning?
Oh, sure, Mr. Wilmot. Ed, Mr. Wilmot's here.
Ah, well, good morning, KG, and what a delightful sunny Saturday morning it is.
Do you reckon? It's miserable. I've had 3 mixed-up miserable days, and I can't go on much longer with that Colonel in my house.
Colonel?
Yeah, she's a nut. Dexter, she's got to go.
Well, goodness, why can't you ask the... I mean, you can't really ask the poor woman to leave before Clara gets back. It's only for a few weeks.
Well, that's what I thought before she dropped the bomb 30 minutes ago. Tilly thinks she's parked with Clara and me for life.
For life?
For life. And if she is, I'm likely to get life.
Suffering jellyfish.
Never mind suffering jellyfish. I'm the one who's suffering.
That's what Ashley said. Listen... What I can't understand is what gave Tilly the notion she's invited for life?
Clara gave her the notion behind my back. Clara's invited her sister to spend the rest of her days with us without mentioning a word to me.
Oh, KG, you'll just have to put your foot down and tell Clara you won't have it.
Yeah, sure. And then she'll let me have it.
Hold everything, KG. An idea's beginning to dawn. My inventive brain is starting to click. Look, what is it you told me Tilly wants more than anything else?
A husband.
Exactly. And if she gets herself a husband, your troubles are over.
Ingenious, Dad, ingenious.
If we find Tilly a husband, it'll be miraculous. Where do we dig him up from a 6-foot trench?
No, we'll get one alive and kicking. With teeth and everything.
How about hair?
Yes, I believe the one I have in mind has even got a patch of that. KG, who do you know in Asheville who hasn't got a wife but would like to have one?
That's a tough question. Ask me who I know who has got a wife who would like not to have one.
Please, KG, think. Don't we both know a certain gentleman by name Murky Mullins Mulligan?
Murky Mullins Mulligan?
Not Murky Mullins Mulligan.
What's wrong with Murky Mullins Mulligan?
I wouldn't inflict him on my worst enemy. Much less my sweet, nearsighted, bird-brained sister-in-law.
Even though your sweet, nearsighted, bird-brained sister-in-law looks like being with you for life?
You know, come to think of it, Murky's not a bad sort of a bloke.
Now, whether Dexter and KG succeed in marrying Tilly off to Murky is something we learn later. But if the marriage does come off, then the advice I give to the happy couple is open a Commonwealth Savings Bank joint account. And that goes also for every married couple, young or old. Two different types of Commonwealth Savings Bank joint accounts may be opened, one where both must sign to withdraw money, and the other where either may sign. The advantage of either one signing is, of course, apparent. If one is away or ill, the other may use the account. Commonwealth Savings Bank joint accounts are easy to open and simple to use. If both husband and wife cannot go to the bank to open the account, either one may do so. It's just as simple as that. So if there are any married couples listening who have not yet opened Commonwealth Savings Bank accounts, decide now to open one this payday, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Now, listen to me, Murky. It's a beautiful night for romance. And this front veranda of mine is the ideal place to pop the big question.
Yeah.
And look at that moonlight flooding the front lawn. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's real pretty, ain't it?
It's just made for two hearts in waltz time.
How's that?
KG means that, you see, when he brings Matilda out here to meet you, it's going to be a matter of love at first sight.
Yeah?
You are with us, aren't you, Murky? You do want to be introduced to this lovely lady.
Oh, yeah, I've been alone on my own, like it.
Ashley, you go inside and bring Miss Matilda out here to meet Murky.
I'm on my way. Just call me the matchmaker.
Hey, would you mind telling me what her character's like?
She has a heart of gold.
Does she drink and smoke?
Oh, definitely not.
Is her speaking voice nice, like?
Like the voice of a nightingale.
Does she have a pleasant disposition?
Oh,
she has a wonderful disposition.
Oh, what's she like to look at?
She has a wonderful disposition.
Dad, Mr. Wilmot, here we are.
Tilly, my dear. Dexter and I want you to meet an old friend of ours. Murky Mullins Mulligan.
Oh, how do you do? I'm very pleased to meet you.
Tilly, you've met me before. Here's Murky.
Oh, how do you do?
Glad to know you, Miss Matilda.
Yeah. So delighted, I'm positively sure.
Tilly, you look even more glamorous tonight than ever. Absolutely charming.
Yeah?
Oh, isn't it fitting, KG, that the most glamorous spinster in Asheville should be introduced to the most handsome, dashing bachelor in Asheville?
Who? Where is he?
Murky, Dexter means you. Who else? Tilly, don't you agree, isn't he the best-looking man you've laid eyes on?
No, is he? I mean, he is? Yes, yes, he is. Oh, yes.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll just switch on this portable radio and get some sweet music.
Oh, lovely. Do you like music, Murky?
Murky!
Yes, it is a little bit, isn't it? Do you like music?
Oh, yes. Me Uncle Herbie teaches me the gum leaf.
Well, come on, Dexter. Ashley, we'll retire to the kitchen and make some tea and sandwiches while these two get acquainted.
Right. Come on, son.
Don't forget, Murky, when the time is ripe, pop the big question.
I sure will.
Come here, Dexter. Let's start preparing a nice supper.
Listen, boys, I think the plan's going to work better than our wildest expectations.
Yeah, it seems that way.
On the seat.
Oh, I'm sitting right next to you. Hey, that ain't me, it's the pot plant.
But, KG, don't you think we should really make some tea and sort of take it out to them?
Don't be ridiculous. We might barge in at the crucial moment when Murky's doing the asking. I'll nick over and have another listen at the window.
I don't think that's very fair or nice. It's eavesdropping.
I won't keep listening if it's too romantic.
What are they saying?
You keep out of this, Ashley. You're only here so you won't say anything to your mother.
Dexter, you should hear this. Oh, brother.
Oh, KG, you come away from there.
No, I won't listen to any more, but Murky just said, Tilly, I want to pop the big question.
He did?
He did. All we have to do now is wait till they come rushing in to tell us the big news. Quickly, into the kitchen, we start making the tea.
Why, Dad, I told you your plan was ingenious.
We're likely to have Tilly married off before Clara even thinks of coming home.
Hey, look out, here come the lovebirds.
Boys, where are you?
In the kitchen, dear.
Oh, there you are.
Boys, Murky wants to ask you something important.
He does. Oh, go ahead, Murky, and ask.
Thanks. You know how you said for me to pop the big question to Matilda, eh?
I certainly do.
Well, a minute ago I was ready to pop it when I thought of something.
Thought of what?
You forgot to tell me what the question is.
I suppose there is at least some excuse for Murky not knowing what question he was supposed to ask. But let's leave that question while I answer one that was asked me only yesterday. Somebody asked, what is the biggest savings bank in the world? Well, the answer to that is the Post Office Savings Bank of the United Kingdom. And to the question, what is the second largest savings bank in the world? The answer is also easy, the Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia. You know, that amazes many people. How a country with a population as small as Australia's could have the world's second largest savings bank. And yet the reason isn't hard to find. The Commonwealth Savings Bank offers everyone the best in savings bank service. It has offices in every district in Australia. In fact, wherever there are people, there's an office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank nearby. From this, you can see it does make a difference where you save. You can also see why you, too, should bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.